This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Friday.
And it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are going to have so much stupid fun today. We're going to make fun of AOC. We're going to talk about why I chickened out shooting a bear. We're going to talk about grocery stores closing in the cities. Uh-oh. We're going to talk about artificial lawns. Yes, artificial lawns. Alcoholism. Or is there some resource where you can find the companies where you should shop? President Trump, Rush Limbaugh, do I regret not having a daughter, and family pets, and so much more tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I do want to begin with something briefly before we get into all the fun and the questions. And remember, you can email your questions during the show too. We're live. That's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to get to something real quick here. Something I think proves a point, and a lot of people don't realize it proves a point. You know how we talk all the time, I know you talk like this too, about how the destruction of the communists, how they destroy everything, how it's intentional, and how they don't believe anything that they tell you they believe, especially American communism. Because what's American communism, right? They're not talking about workers' paradises and things like that. That language would never work here. That's why they dumped it. What do they talk about here in America? LGBTQ, civil rights, feminism, climate change. You know, all the different brands of American communism. That's all just communism, but it's all based on destruction. You know, the civil rights people don't give a crap about black people. You want to know how you know? Go look how they talk about Clarence Thomas. They don't care about black people. You ever talk to a gay guy who decided, wow, these people were sick and he went over to the right? Go find out how they treat him. It's not good. Have you seen how these people talk to women on the right? People, especially these pundits, ladies on TV and radio. You seen how they're talked to, the degrading things they say to these women? I don't care about women. Remember, it's all just service to communism. You serve the system or you do not. But there's a great example of this right out in front of our faces, and we don't talk about it enough. Bernie Sanders and AOC. Here's a headline for you. AOC, you know, the Bronx's very own AOC. She is an admitted socialist. I don't have to, Jesse, they're not communists. Half of them call themselves communists and socialists. Okay, but so she admits that's what she is. Do keep in mind, although they tried to scrub all this from the internet, AOC is an actress. There's a group out there called the Justice Democrats. They're radical communists. And they fundraise and they find races around the country where either they can beat a Republican or where they can run a communist against a more traditional Democrat and beat them so they can yank the Democratic Party to the left. They had auditions. Auditions. AOC, the actress, that's her training, auditioned. They saw her looks. They saw her acting ability, and they said, that's our one. They threw a bunch of money behind her. She beats an establishment Democrat in the Bronx. Boom, now you have somebody who's going to be in Congress forever. But set all that stuff aside. AOC and Bernie Sanders, they're admitted socialists, right? Both of them, proud socialists. They'll tell you that's what they are. Let me ask you something. If they're socialists and they believe in socialism, you know, the traditional socialism, communism, they're the same thing. But if they believe in those things, why would they want open borders? You ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that? If it's about socialism or communism, why would they want open borders? I mean, you do realize that Vladimir Lenin, when the Bolsheviks took over Russia, you would get murdered if you came into Russia illegally. Well, frankly, you get murdered if you try to leave Russia too, but let's set that aside. Lenin didn't want illegal immigration. Pol Pot, Cambodia. He hated illegal immigration so much, he took the people he considered foreigners were in the country and murdered them or ran them out of the place. You couldn't come there illegally. Venezuela, today, socialist government. You'll get killed if you go in there illegally today. On and on and on. Mao's China, on and on and on it goes. Communism, as deadly and despicable as it is, it's not traditionally open borders. So why are AOC and Bernie Sanders open borders? Because communism, remember, it's not one governing philosophy about workers and workers of the world uniting and let's get rid of the bourgeois. Communism is about destruction. It's all about destruction. There's no other reason for Bernie Sanders, if he cared about the workers, talks about socialism all the time, all about the workers. Nobody can give a single example why it would help American workers to flood the country with illegal immigrants. Right now, New York City got all these illegal immigrants being bused there from Texas. Eric Adams continues to whine about it endlessly.
New Yorkers are angry. I am angry too. We have not asked for this. There was never any agreement to take on the job of supporting thousands of asylum seekers. This responsibility was simply handed to us without warning as buses began showing up. There's no playbook for this, no precedent.
Correction there, Mr. Mayor. You actually did ask for this. Do you realize that? Do you realize that New York City, they should have many, many, many more illegal immigrants than the entire state of Texas, and I'll tell you why. New York City, they claim sanctuary city status. They told illegal immigrants. They told illegal immigrants, this is a safe place for you. Come here and you will be protected and treated well. Texas did not. It was actually Texas and Arizona that didn't ask for this. New York did ask for this. Be careful what you wish for. Anyway, back to AOC. How does it help workers in the Bronx, her district? How does it help those workers to flood the country with illegal immigrants? It doesn't. But it does destroy America. The stance of Bernie Sanders and AOC on illegal immigration proves in the end what I say, what you say all the time. In the end, it's only about destruction. It's not more complicated than that. Every single policy of the communist destroys because that's the intention of every single policy of the communist. It's designed to destroy. It's why well-meaning people, and maybe you're one of these on the right, I'm not judging you, but well-meaning people on the right who say things like, don't they understand that destroying fossil fuels will wreck the economy and kill people? Yeah, they do understand. They understand very well. That's the idea. Because you're a normal human being, it can be hard for you to understand there are people out there who just want to see the world burn. That great Batman, what's that Dark Knight line? Some men just want to watch the world burn. Communists seek out the malcontents in a society, whatever they may be. Feminists, pick your malcontents. People who are bitter, people who feel like life has screwed them over and America's screwed them over, and they seek out these malcontents because the malcontent is the perfect foot soldier for burning the house down. If you go to a family, husband, wife, bunch of kids, but there's one teenager who hates mom and dad, life sucks, this house sucks, town sucks, I don't want to go to church on Sunday. Who's the member of the family you go to if you're trying to recruit somebody to set fire to the house? The angry, angst-ridden teenager who feels like she hasn't been given a fair shot. Mom loves the youngest one the most. Dad's too hard on me. Hey, teenager, here's a box of matches and some gasoline. Why don't you light the place on fire? That's all communism is. In the end, it's seeking out malcontents because the malcontents will be your foot soldiers to destroy. That's all AOC is. Not some workers-loving communist. Why does she want to flood the country with people who don't belong here, don't speak the language, have no loyalty to the place whatsoever? Why does she want to do it? There's only one reason. There's one reason they want the border open. They hate the place. Remember this rule. It's my rule, and it's always true. You believe in exclusivity for everything you care about. You believe in inclusivity for everything you don't care about. You can tell how much you care about something. It's directly tied to how exclusive you want it to be. That's a fact. It's Ask Dr. Jesse time. Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about, well, companies. Where should you shop? Is there a resource? Would you like a resource? I'm about to give you one. Next.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
There's too much confusion.
With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government. They were trying to buy the loyalty of tribal leaders by bribing them with precious stones. But their caravans were being raided in a forest north of Rangoon by a bandit. So we went looking for the stones. But in 6 months, we never met anyone who traded with him. One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing them away.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
That's the communist. Jesse, why do they destroy? They have to live here too. Why would you flood New York with illegal immigrants? They have to live here too. Jesse, why would they destroy the energy sector? That'll wreck the country. They have to live here too. You're dealing with people who want it to all to burn. All to burn. You understand how amazing, terribly amazing, but how truly amazing it is that communism has killed well north of 100 million people in a century. It's been around for roughly 100 years, and it has slaughtered 100 million people. If I told you tomorrow that and I was able to convince you of this, that being evil was actually good, and if you want to get into heaven one day, you have to be as evil as possible. And I told you, if I made you put policies in place that would kill as many people as possible, you would struggle to kill as many people as communists have. It's not in your nature. You couldn't do it. It's difficult to be that evil and that destructive. You're dealing with evil. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get to some your questions this week. And you know I would tell you if they sucked. There are so many, and they were so good. It's going to take me 3 hours to chop through all of these questions. Before I... Hold on. Before I get to these questions, I just have to say...
Buenas tardes.
That's one, Chris. What? Two. Today's the day. Today's the day you sign up for your Chalk subscription. I know you've thought about the male vitality stack, fellas. Ladies, I know you've thought about the female vitality stack. Is this just a bill of goods? Is it actually work? I'm not sure. Do I feel like spending the money? We're talking about your health, your vitality, your energy. I'm better at work. I'm better at home. I'm a better human being since my energy levels have gone through the roof. I sleep better. Life is better. They have subscriptions 35% off right now. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That's 35% off for the lifetime of the subscription. And like I've told you before, if you don't feel better, 90 days, you take it for 90 days. If you don't feel better, I want you to cancel. And I want you to email me and cuss me out. I've never had one email, not one negative. I have email after email after email thanking me for it. 60-year-old men, Jesse, I haven't felt this good in 30 years. Male vitality stack, fellas. Ladies, female vitality stack. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Let's get to some questions, no? Dear Symmetrical Face Adonis. What, Chris? Do you ever regret not having a daughter? No, absolutely not. I would never want a daughter. I never wanted a daughter. And here's why. Let me explain. A daughter would own me. I would be a bad father to a daughter. I know I could. I know I would. Chris says, why? I don't know why. Here's a great example. I've tried hard. If I'm at a restaurant, here, just stay with me. If I'm at a restaurant and they screw something up, the food sucks, the waitress sucks, whatever the case may be, I never, when they come ask how everything was, I used to never in a million years say anything, but oh, it was wonderful, even if I hated it. Even if I despised everything, even if everything sucked, I would never say anything. I felt like it was rude. I didn't want to be that guy. And then I was hanging with my mentor, Michael Berry, and we were having lunch at one of the Tex-Mex places in town, and there were all these restaurant owners there, the guys who owned all the Tex-Mex joints around it in the Houston area. We were sitting down, and we were talking. We were just gabbing about different things and eating food, and I talked about an experience I had. I had taken the wife out on our anniversary to a steakhouse. We went to Outback. No, I'm kidding. I took her out to, I forget the name. I took her out to a steakhouse, but it's more money than you spend on a normal meal. It's anniversary time. And it was terrible. Everything about it was terrible. It was weird, right? And now I probably didn't take her to a nice enough place, but it was weird. And I was telling the story just of why everything was bad and this was bad and this was bad. And then the owner, I think he owns 10 restaurants in this area, and that's like all his family's done. That's what his dad did and his dad did. He asked me, he said, oh, okay, that sucks. Are you ever going to go back? I said, no, man, gosh, no. Spend that kind of money for a bad experience? I'm never going to be back. He said, okay, nah, I get that. Did you tell anyone? And I said, no, I didn't tell anyone. I'm not going to be rude. He said, the restaurant makes money by you coming in there and eating. If you're never going to go in there and eat again and you don't tell anybody at all, then you've just shortchanged that restaurant. You've given that, you think you're being polite, you've given them no chance to improve. If this is cold or this is bad or they forgot this and you don't tell the manager, you have screwed that restaurant over. You can't do it. You have to tell. He said, politely ask to speak with the manager and explain what the problem is. And I'm instantly getting uncomfortable. I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that guy. He said, you're being nice. You're being nice by giving them a chance to improve. Let them earn your business back. Let them have you telling your friends what a great experience you have. I want people to tell me when something goes wrong in my restaurant so I know. Now, what does that have to do with having a daughter? I'll explain in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a great Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The show's already gone off the rails. We're answering Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Look, we're taking the appropriate amount of time to make fun of AOC.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine.
That's so fun. All right, quit. The question was asked to me, Jesse, do you ever regret not having a daughter? And I said, no, I don't want a daughter. And then I went off on a side tangent about restaurants, how you're supposed to, I found out you're supposed to tell the manager if something goes wrong. Here's the problem. I've tried, I don't do it every time now, but I've tried to be better about that. Waiter, waitress comes over, was everything okay? If something went wrong, I've tried to make myself, no, I'd like to speak with the manager if you don't mind. Already that makes me uncomfortable, but here's the problem I've run into. If it's a woman, I can't do it. And look, this will happen at a company if I have to call. We had a problem with our insurance recently. They had screwed something up, no big deal. And we had called and couldn't get it figured out. And finally, I'm really upset. And I tell the wife, give me the phone. I'm talking to him. And it's a woman. And I can't do it. Right? Get a dude on the phone so I can choose somebody out. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a big sissy. I don't know why. If I had a daughter, she would own me. My sons are spoiled enough, but at least with my sons, no, get your face back down there and do push-ups. Work hard. Oh, you fell off your bike? Don't cry. Get up. Dust off that bloody knee. Get back on the daggone bike. No, we're training today. But it's hot. It's cold. I don't give a crap. We're making you tough. None of those things would happen if it was a daughter. She falls off her bike. Oh, my gosh. Call the ambulance. You know, oh, you're too hot, honey. Let's get you inside. You're too cold. Here, take the shirt off my back. I'll freeze to death. I know it would. I would ruin a daughter. She would grow up to be the biggest spoiled, snobby witch in the history of mankind, and it would be all my fault. I know that's why God didn't give me one, Chris. I know. Look, I know I would be owned. I know it, and then I'd be embarrassed because I'd be the guy with the bad kids. You know how I rant about people who have bad kids? They don't discipline their kids. So it actually affects, you can't be around people who have bad kids because the kids are such little, you know what I mean? You can't be around them. That'd be me. My sons would be angels. You know, yes, sir. No, ma'am. Just polite. They need any help with that thing. And then there'd be my snobby daughter. Hey, somebody go get me something to drink. Okay, honey, I'll grab it for you right now. I know that's what it would be, Chris. I'd be an embarrassment. Jesse, remember this. The vast majority of President Trump's poor personnel choices were encouraged by the deep state establishment Republicans, rhino globalists, and patriotic clothing. There's no question about that. And this is the question I ask all the time. And it's honestly, it may sound like an excuse, and a bit of it is, because Trump still has to own it because he was the one on top. But when it comes to Trump's embarrassing personnel decisions, what does he have to choose from? Remember, he was torpedoed by losers like Chris Christie. Granted, he picked Chris Christie to join. So, look, you mad that Bill Barr was such a loser? Chris Christie, there you go. There's something else, and it bugs me, and it will not stop bugging me until I get an answer. I like Trump's agenda. I want borders secure. I want the American working man to be taken care of. I want regulations slashed. I like the Trump agenda. The America First agenda, totally up my alley. That's my agenda. It's not Jared Kushner's agenda. And it's no longer just me saying it on the radio. I had sources inside of the White House telling me this the whole time Trump was president. Kushner's a problem. Kushner's the problem. Kushner's the problem. Pulling him left. People have now written books from within Trump's administration. Trump fans, right? Guys like Peter Navarro, Trump loyalists. Kushner was the problem. We don't have time for that again. I need to know if Kushner's going back with him. Because he can't. Because Trump listens to Trump's credit. This is to Trump's credit. Trump listens when the base wants something, Trump responds. It's why I've said to you time and time again, people complain about never Trumpers, and you should, because most of those they're all losers. The worst never Trumper in America, though, is the person who refuses to ever criticize anything Trump does, because you don't demand improvement, so he won't improve. Trump listens. He listens. Remember when Trump, he came out, he was doing a couple rallies, and he started pushing the vaccine, bragging about it? What happened? Booed. Trump got booed at his own rally. How many times have you heard Trump do that since? Never. You haven't heard him mention a word because, again, to his credit, for a man of that stature, he listens. If you never criticize, then he won't improve. Demand improvement. I think Trump needs to hear from you. I think he needs to hear from me. I think he needs to hear from everybody. If he's going to be the nominee, and we don't know that yet, right? I think there's a big Trump versus Heavy D war coming. But if Trump's going to be the nominee, and he's the likely nominee because he's the most powerful Republican in America, Trump needs to hear that we want that guy away from the White House. Get Jared Kushner away from the White House. But that still brings us back to the original point. Where then is he supposed to get good people? People have written in, and they're great points. He needs normal people outside of Washington, business owners, but normal working people too. Go get yourself a farmer. Get yourself a construction worker. Get yourself people from outside of the D.C. area, because you can't pick people from the swamp to drain the swamp. It simply doesn't work that way. I don't know. It's a challenge. Personnel problems are a challenge, and here's why it's such a big challenge for Republicans. It's a problem because the entire system, remember, we're not dealing with a man or a part or a political party. We're dealing with the system, and every part of the system, education, entertainment, media, every single part of the system is designed now to produce Democrats. So if you pick somebody from the system, the chances you're either going to get a Democrat or one of these loser weenie Republicans like Mitt Romney, who might as well be a Democrat, then what good does it do? It's hard when the system's designed to only produce people who are either from one party or at least friendly to that party. So you never have a counterbalance. You don't have a counterparty. All right, I should address this too. People keep asking me, we got another email today. Somebody wants to do a charity where he can shoot either Chris or Michael with a hero gun. Chris, to his credit, has said he will absolutely do it for charity. We pick a charity that's wonderful, and he will accept being shot with a hero gun for charity. I have told him repeatedly off the air not to do it. I've told him he does not understand what he's getting into. And listen, you remember my getting pepper sprayed story. For those who don't remember, I'll fast forward through it. I was in the Marines, but then they made me go be a cop for 6 months. Part of that is you have to be pepper spray trained. I got sprayed in the face. I was immune to it. So I got through the whole course until I put water on my face. It activated it. That was pepper spray. Pepper spray. It feels like somebody is holding a cigarette lighter to your eyes. It's that miserable. It's that bad. You realize the hero guns, the non-lethal guns I tell you to buy all the time, you realize they're several times stronger than pepper spray? I think it would be a mistake. On top of the fact the projectile shoots 100 miles per hour, Chris, you don't know the kind of welt. That'll break the skin. Now, that's bad news for Chris, but it's good news for you. Does your daughter you sent away from home have a hero gun or a hero arrow yet? Does your son? Do you keep one by your bed at night? In your car? Does your mother? The people you love need to have a hero gun and or a hero arrow. I'd recommend both. These things are amazing, and they're non-lethal, so nobody has an excuse. Daddy, I don't like guns. Fine, sweetie, it's not a gun. Just call it hero if it makes her feel better. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. All right, people have questions about where to shop. They want a resource. Jesse, I need a resource. Where do I shop? I will finally give it to you next.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can listen to the whole show if you missed it. Every show is podcasted on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Not that I think you would ever miss a single episode or a single minute of the show. I know this is 3 hours for you, after all.
We're changing people's lives.
What, Chris? New York hunter found with illegal donuts in Hudson Valley. Did I ever tell you that story, Chris? My bear hunting story? Gosh, between this and the daughter thing, I'm making myself out to be a big wuss. Here's a heads up for you. It's more than just New York. It's bears. People hunt bears in different ways. You can hunt them with dogs. You go hunt them down with the dogs, and Chris, you hunt them down with you have a bunch of dogs, and you, especially if you're black bear hunting, you try to tree them. They do this with cougars in Montana. No, not chicks. I'm talking about the mountain lions. You get packs of dogs out there, and you hunt them down, and the bear will run scared and tree them. I've never done it, and it. Gosh, I'm such a wuss today. What's happening to me? I don't think I would enjoy that. Treeing a scared animal and shooting it. I didn't think I'd enjoy it. But wait, I actually have a bigger wuss story. You ready for this? Gosh. So some areas, you bait bears. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Pick a big steel barrel or something like that someplace out in the wilderness. And you take donuts, day-old donuts, because donut shops give them to you for free. No one wants to eat them after a day. He's chuck gobs of donuts out there. Bears have incredible noses, much stronger than like a bloodhound or something like that. Incredible noses. They're amazing creatures. And they'll come smell it, and they'll come eat it. And then you shoot them when you eat it. I did a hunt like that one time up in Canada with my old man. We went up to, I think it was Edmonton, and we went up into Canada and up in the northern part of Canada. And this is how we were supposed to hunt. We had this hunting lodge up there. And you would hop on a four-wheeler with a guide. Yeah, they weren't guiding the hunt, but they would drive you out to these various places in the thick woods, and you're all by yourself. They drop you off, and you have to climb this tall. You have a tree where they've nailed stakes and things like that in, and you have to climb to the top of it where they have this little seat, and you sit in up above. I'm doing this from memory. 40, 50 feet in the air, 60 feet in the air. You're pretty high up there. You definitely don't want to fall off. And then you're overlooking one of these barrels where they have the bait coming in. And you sit up there. I mean, it looks just a good lesson in boredom and misery. You sit up there for 6-7 hours, just you. You're not walking around. You're just sitting up there waiting for the bear to come in. And it was a 4 or 5 day hunt up there. And again, I grew up hunting deer and antelope and pheasants and ducks, things like that. I just don't like hunting predators. And we're sitting up there in the tree, or we're not we, I'm sitting up there in the tree, and day after day after day goes by, and bears are coming to the barrel, and they're eating donuts. Sometimes it's a big boar, that's a male bear. Sometimes it's a female bear. Sometimes it's a female bear with cubs. I could never take a shot. And day after day, I would come back, and because there's all kinds of hunters at the lodge, they're all talking about, I got one today, and I swear I'm not some bleeding art liberal. I swear on my life I'm not. It didn't seem very sporting to sit in a tree. What, Chris? Gosh, I've gone so soft. It didn't seem very sporting to throw some donuts on the ground and shoot whatever comes out there. With a deer, if I'm hunting deer in Montana, I'm stalking it. I'm humping up hills. I'm low crawling over ravines. I'm playing cat and mouse hunting the deer. And most of the time you fail. With an antelope, you have to take 300-400 yard shots antelope hunting before. I killed an antelope at 400 yards plus one time because they're so fast and they see well and they smell well and you're hunting on the rolling prairies. You have to play the wind. You have to. That's hunting to me. I don't do it anymore, but that's hunting to me. Sitting in a tree stand waiting for a bear to come eat a glazed donut, that doesn't seem like hunting. It doesn't. Anyway, I don't know why I brought this up. New York hunter found with illegal donuts in Hudson Valley. There are so many guys who illegally hunt out there. All right, whatever. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get to some questions. Oh, let me get to this really quick first. Tomorrow's Saturday. You owe me 10 minutes. I owe you 10 minutes. This is a deal. 10 minutes of practice with your weapon this weekend. I'm not even asking for an hour, half hour, and I'm not asking you to fire any ammo. With a Mantis X system, it attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in your home. And I need to stress, this is not target practice. It's not target practice at all. They give you feedback. They'll put you through drills. Oh, Jesse, I'm just a beginner. That's fine. Oh, Jesse, I've been shooting for years. Also fine. The Green Berets have done some shooting too. They still train with Mantis X. The Marines have shot a little bit here and there. They still train with Mantis X. Whatever your skill level, get a Mantis X system. It will attach to your weapon. You have an obligation. I have an obligation to be ready, to practice and be ready. You only get ready through training. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Hello, most handsome Oracle. I've been thinking about the great L. Rushbo lately and was reminded of his number 24 undeniable truths of life. Feminism was established so as to allow unattractive women access to the mainstream of society. Love that, man. Conservative women are so much hotter than the bitter, angry communists. Also, I've been watching the first TV and have noticed you do not wear a wedding ring. What gives? Does Aubrey know and or approve? It's from Steve, says Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
The wedding ring thing's easy to explain. I had one of the traditional big fat ones on there, and I didn't like it because I couldn't quite close my fingers completely. So I finally went out and bought one of those wee little thin ones, like the tiny little thin bands, and I kept getting worried I was going to rip my finger off. Whenever I did anything physical, I would catch it on things all the time, and it would cut me. Like, it was bad. So what I did, it's just a couple months ago, I was like, gosh, I hate this stupid thing, and I took it off and chucked it, and I just haven't gotten one yet. Chris, I think I'm going to get, tell me, are these lame? I think I'm going to get one of those rubber ones, like the black rubber ones, because you've never seen the black rubber ones? It's just a piece. It's tungsten? That's the same thing, isn't it, Chris? I think it's the same thing. Either way, they're like stretchy, not metal ones. This is because I used to work construction, and because of the time in the Marines, I've seen some gruesome things because of wedding rings. Some really, really, really gruesome things. So the last one I wore, it really started grabbing me and pinching me, and it freaked me out a few times. I just kind of chucked it to the side. So the answer is just basically laziness. That's one. Two, attractiveness in women. The right versus the left. Why is that? Because he's undeniably right. Why is it? Is it a chicken or the egg thing? What is that? Also, a young conservative movement. What's your responsibility for that? What's my responsibility for that? Oh, we have so much to get to. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.